Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. I just want to cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform, blessing it for a community to come together collectively so we can express our creativity in this music place, this marketplace of entertainment. As we grow together, Lord, we ask that you bless and cover this show and denounce all technical difficulties so we can get through it and have a good time together. In Jesus' name, I pray. My guest tonight, I'm going to start off with Hollywood, and I'm going to let him open up the floor tonight. And I'm going to say, Hollywood, welcome to Hip Hop National. Tonight, we're going to be talking about how important is it to create a local buzz when marketing yourself. You now have the floor. That's the question of the night. You give me your tell us who you are and what it is that you do.
Well, good evening, everyone. I just wanted to let you know I'm the actor from the HBOR series. I used to play a correction officer on the show in New York City. And basically now I'm into politics, and I'm working on the Hillary campaign in 2016. And I would like to announced that she will be running for president in 2016, and I would like to give you my Facebook information. So basically,
yet. If you would, Hollywood, let's cover the topic first, and then I'll give you a chance to go ahead and throw that information out. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So give us your opening statement, sir. Please. We're talking about how important is it to create a local buzz when marketing yourself.
Oh well, I would say by social media. By the internet.
So, but how important is it? Well, I mean, do you think it carries weight to make a buzz about your name and what it is, your cause, what you're trying to do? In your case, you guys are marketing Hillary Clinton. Let's talk about that. And then let's talk about how you guys plan to landscape the area and get the word out about what it is that you're doing. Now, as musicians, we often find ourselves in this place every day. There's many facets of the internet. That's one part of the game, but then you also have footwork out there, traditional guerrilla marketing, and actually putting out flyers and putting out all the things that's necessary to help build your reputation out there in the world. How important is it now for you guys and what you're trying to do?
Oh, I would say it's very important on what we're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. And tell me why.
Well, I mean, right now we're continuing the process of the grassroots movement in this country that President Obama started.
Okay.
And now we want it to continue in 2016 with Hillary Clinton.
And they're already starting to do that. Well, I do want to kind of get into this topic of tonight, and then we'll get into that. Because, like I say, I want to bring in so we can talk about that. But I definitely want to bring in the situation of what we're going to be talking about local buzz marketing, the grassroots of doing so, getting your name out there, building your reputation along with businesses in your local community so you can build yourself out. See, music artists, they have a tendency of wanting to connect with a community but don't know how. What tips can you bring to us, to them helping you guys with that campaign, what you're trying to do? How can our music artists take a hold to what you're doing and help take it and spread it to their fan base, and how could you guys support accordingly? That's back to you again, Hollywood.
But I basically feel like we could all work together and trying to get this thing accomplished, and all of these celebrities in the United States, we could all get a collaboration we could all collaborate and get together and work on these things together to make this country a better place for our kids to live in.
Okay, okay. But, okay, again, I'm going to propose it so I can get a clear-cut, I want a clear-cut answer from you. How can these music artists today help you to build 2016 a Hillary Clinton campaign out there? And how, vice versa, how could they support our music community so we can work collectively as a community? You got four, sir.
Also basically putting, I mean, hits after hits out and, you know, going from a city to city to get the word out about what's going to happen in 2016. And also, they could also put different things in their lyrics about what's going to happen in 2016 also. So they can also help out Hillary in that way too by certain lyrics that they could put in their songs.
Okay, okay, cool. So if you guys are listening in by the chat room or you're listening in at our website, please, please, by all means, call in at 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Press the number 1. That will highlight your number. That will let us know that you want to speak and join in into this discussion tonight. Right now, my guest is Hollywood. Hollywood is on Hillary Clinton's campaign for the president of 2016. What we want to do as a community, you want to market yourself? This is the kind of people that you want to connect yourself with in promoting what you do, because when you can do something side by side on something's coming up and a train that's beginning to move, which they're already starting the movement of Hillary Clinton, this is a good time to get on. If you guys want to connect with us, make sure you go to hiphopnational.com, put on Maximize Your Exposure, and we wanted to assist you as best we can in getting you to the next level and connecting yourself with a guy such as Mr. Hollywood. Mr. Hollywood, what I need you to do is tell us a little bit about yourself, what it is that you've done, and how you went about doing that. Because it's one thing, the audience don't know exactly where you're coming from. And I know that you got a wealth of talent to tell us about.
Okay, I'll basically give them a quick resume of myself.
Absolutely.
Back in New York City, many years ago, I was in a group called Stone Love. And we were the group to back up Black Ivory. I've done shows with the Spinners, the BT Express, Sister Sledge, Crown Heights Affair, in Symphony Hall in New Jersey. And I went from being a musician to being a professional model, model for Ebony Magazine, EM Magazine, multiple billboards all over the world, did some catalog modeling, and went from modeling into acting. Played on the HBO series Oz series in New York City. I basically played a correction officer. That was my character on the set, and started my own business. And basically now I'm living in Florida, relaxing.
Relaxing. So you actually had a wealth of entertainment experience, evidently. Now,
yes.
Question is, you're from the old school. How important was it in your early days of your marketing of putting out information as in a sense of a press kit? Did you put out anything like that? Press releases? Did you put out flyers, posters? What was the promotional tool that took you to the next level?
Well, basically, our promotional tool back in those days, we didn't have the internet. So basically, we used to promote ourselves with flyers and posters and billboards to promote where we were going to play at, and giving out flyers. Basically, I also played at the Apollo back in New York City. So basically, that's how we promoted ourselves. and also through the radio. And we also had a show, I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was on TV back then. It was located in California. I'm trying to remember the name of the show. Oh, God, it's on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, that's how we basically used to promote ourselves.
Okay. And now, I know you're retired, but now you're part of a campaign that, you know, it's quite big. Obama, in the sense of Obama, when he was promoting himself, he was a multimedia guru in getting the word out about the presidency. What is Hillary Clinton going to do in that, in light of the same thing?
Well, basically, Obama has started the grassroots movement, and basically, he's given the torch to Hillary Clinton. So basically, it's going to be basically she's going to basically have a big landslide over Jeb Bush in 2016 because he's going to hand her the torch.
Okay, so she does have a support system in place to do, because got to be honest with you, to me, he was a master of doing a marketing campaign and getting the word out across the country. We want to do it on a small scale, and we want to know how important it is in creating it in our local area and connecting our artists to this local buzz. To me, that's very important. I want you to stay with me, Hollywood. I got a caller who just raised their hand. 863-617. Please state your name, where you're calling from. You now have the floor.
My name is Light Eyes, man. I'm calling in from Orlando, Florida. I'm a local artist out here in Orlando. You know, I do hip-hop and I rap and all. I really want to know what it is that you guys think the best way to market is. How would you go about that? What are the steps that you think would be the first steps to take?
Well, I can answer that question.
Go ahead. You got it, Hollywood.
Well, I mean, our president that we have right now was the greatest president we ever had. He basically started a grassroots movement in Chicago, and he has so much talent. If you go and just see what he accomplished, you can also accomplish that in your music career. You understand? So basically,
I understand.
To start the movement, you have to start the movement in your music.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, because, you know, we have the movement out here in Orlando, and I'm pushing it hard. I'm just making sure that I'm pushing it the right way. You understand what I'm saying? I'm making sure that I'm pushing it how I should be, and I'm not focusing on something that's not relevant to the situation.
And that's a good thing. I got to tell you. What kind of radio support do you already have?
But then that's the thing. I don't have any kind of radio support. I actually just hooked up with some guys, and they told me that that's one of the number one things I need to get on. Is get on the radio support.
Okay. Are you online at the moment?
No, I'm not sure on my phone.
Okay. You're just on the phone. Okay. I do want you to go. That's what we do. We kind of help assist artists into getting starting to create the buzz. That's why we talk about certain things on the program, is to help you build that reputation, Light Eyes. Now, What kind of magazine support have you had out there?
I've had a couple local magazine supports and fire companies out here in Orlando, but nothing too serious.
And how's that coming? I mean, what did
that's
it do for you?
That's coming actually pretty good.
Okay, drove any attention to you? 1 to 1,000 to 100 people, did it bring us something to you?
Yeah, most definitely. They brought me plenty of listeners and plenty of people who added me on my Reverb Nation and all kinds of stuff like that. So it has been working out for me.
Okay. Now, I don't know nothing about you. This is the first time that you've come on our show. that I can recall. But my question is, have you mixed and mastered your product?
Oh, yes. Everything now I mix and master. Everything, you know, I'm real particular about my music now, and I sat with somebody and my mentors and told me that I have to take pride in my product in order to take pride in my brand. So I make sure that everything I have is crispy enough to hit the radio.
Okay. Now, do you also support, like, two different types of versions of what you're promoting? Do you have a clean version as well as a dirty version?
Of course, yeah. I really don't. I rarely custom my raps anyways because that's just the type of person that's how I rap. But anytime I do have something that there is a curse word in, I always have a clean version to it.
You always have a clean version. Concepts are also important. Because what we're talking about, creating that local buzz. What's your thoughts? What are your thoughts on the music is connecting with a business in your community and helping to promote that business to the next level so that they can sponsor you and take you to the next level? You think do you see that as a possibility in how you can bring things to full circle to help promote yourself as a music artist?
I actually think that's a great idea. I feel like anybody, if I were to promote a business, it's I scratch your back, you scratch my back type of deal. I promote your business, and I'm putting you as a brand. And I think that's a great idea because people see you stand for something. And in return, you know, that business or wherever you are that you're promoting is sponsoring you and putting you on as well. So I believe that both people, if they work together, it can be something huge.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you, Hollywood, how important do you guys think that interviews play a part in the process of creating a buzz around you, period?
Oh, definitely. It works 100%, no doubt.
No doubt. In what way? I mean, that's a short answer, my man. And I know you're more in depth with your answer than that because you've proved so much in your career of what you're able to do. I need to know in what way do you interviews open doors for you?
What ways to open doors for you?
Yeah, in what way do you believe that an interview could open doors to promoting you out to make other people want to connect with your music?
Well, I mean, basically, when that happens, you never know who's going to be out there listening to you, you know, listening to your music, trying to find out basically who you are. And, I mean, it's basically the luck of the straw. Where it's like a godly thing. If you're at the right place, basically, at the right time, you're going to get discovered. But it's up to your destiny and it's up to God to put you into that right spot at the time. And if he puts you in that right spot at the time, it's your time to make it big. And that's what happened to my career.
Is what I was trying to pull out of you. I was pulling that out of you because I know you had that in you. But your answers,
right,
what you were giving me, was kind of short. And for our young people to get it, we have to expound on the experience that we have. And by pulling that experience out, you may help to change someone's mindset, to open up their mind on what level they need to start at and what momentum they need to drive themselves. That is a very important aspect from which they need to see it.
Exactly.
Because often we get up against the wall and we thinking, oh, it ain't happening overnight. This is a marathon. This is not a sprint. And you have
exactly
to know it.
Because basically, you could be walking down the street, you could go to a basketball game, and that person might be right there next to you to help you with your career. So you never know when you're going to meet that person to connect with that's going to help you to make it in life.
Okay. Light eyes.
You have the right.
What's your thoughts, sir?
I think networking is something huge, and I tell other people that they ask me, and I mentor people as well who are just starting out their career. I feel like you got to network, you got to talk to people, because it's like what he said, you never know. You know, every day I talk to somebody, somebody's got a connection, and if I never would have talked to them, I probably would have never knew. So you have to network. You can't be scared to get out there and talk to people and put your music out there and tell them, you know, check me out, listen to me. You got to do it, and it's not a sprint. It's going to take time, and you got to have patience. You got to have patience.
Absolutely.
And just master your craft. If you want to take it serious and master your craft.
Absolutely. We're going to bring in 229-364, 229-364. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and what's your thoughts on the topic tonight?
My name is John Lowe. I'm calling from Shelton, Georgia. I'm calling from a very small town. The question that I have is a good topic. The question that I have is that when you got a lot of great artists in these real small towns, it's hard for them to get a buzz because a lot of opportunity is not out there for them. So I wish that they use this network majority of the time to get support for their music. But they got the internet to get them started in the right direction by using the internet at your hand, disposable to you. But what would be a better impact to get noticed from a real small a real small town?
Well, I can tell you like this, my man. Radio plays a big role in to getting somebody out there. And there is ways to connect into your local area, but you have to have good PR people and radio promotion people in place. Through Hip Hop National, be honest with you, we have a network of people who can help connect your music into your live radio show right there, and typically in every community. But you have to know that this is the most important step, and I'm going to ask you guys, and I'm going to draw it from you first. How important do you believe budget plays a role in getting your music out there? I'm going to start that with you, Hollywood. You've been out there.
Well, I mean, basically, you have to have, basically, to really get into the music business really heavy, you really basically need a manager to help you get started. And a good PR person, like you were saying, to promote you. And also have some type of connections with radio stations. You also want to have knowing people that can also help you when you start doing videos and things like that. You're going to need those type of people. So basically, just who you know in the business that's going to be able to help you out.
And don't get me wrong, he just said something very key. It's not about what you know. It's about who you know. And that's just about in every business. I won't lie to you. It's just a key step in taking you to the next level. It's your circle of influence. It's the people that you connect with and helping you take whatever you're trying to do to the next level. There's opportunity all over the place. And you mentioned the internet, John Lowe. You said that. How do you come out of a small town and get out there? Well, the internet, don't get me wrong, opens you to a global audience. Now, some of this audience is a slow grow, but the thing it is, you can take your small community and put it on a world's map. That's the opportunity that's available to you now. We're going to go to bring in another caller, 954-934. please state your name and where you're calling in from. 954-934. Please state your name, where you're calling in from. Your name is George? I'm not hearing you too clear. Are you guys hearing them clear? This is Gio. I don't know if it just might be me, Gio, but I'm not hearing you too clear. Maybe these guys are hearing. You guys are hearing them pretty clear?
I'm not hearing you.
No, I'm not.
Okay. I want to switch phones.
Okay, Gio, call back in, and because we would love to have you come in on the topic with us as well. Gio has dropped, and he'll probably be back. Anybody else want to chime in on the topic, just press the number one. That'll let us know that you want to be a part of tonight's topic. As you guys know, guys, we are in the business of advertisement. We're an advertisement firm. We are helping music artists connect their music to industry insiders. We allow you to come on and get your music played and heard through our program by your sponsorship. That shows us that you like what we're doing, and it also helps promote your music and connect your music to a worldwide audience. That is what our program is about. Meanwhile, we are in the business of helping you get educated about what it is to get in this business and remain in it. That's what Hip Hop National's whole purpose is. Our divine purpose is to help assist the independent community to get into the next level. In order for us to stay alive, we have opened the doors as an advertisement firm to help you get there. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is O'Jell. I want you guys to stay with me because we got to go to a break to pay some bills. This is O'Jell. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, brought to you by Live Lime Records. That's right. And the name of the tune is Rising.
Them seminar reach nowhere, but look where I am now. Seminar reach nowhere, but my hold me end up high.
Yeah, man, you know it's your boy, O'Jell. Straight out of Montego Bay, Jamaica. And I'm asking all those wonderful people out there to please request my song titled Rising here on hiphopnationalradio.com. You know what I mean? So just keep safe and keep blessed. Respect.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, no. Them seminar reach nowhere, but look where I am now. Seminar reach nowhere, but my hold me head up high. Them seminar reach nowhere, but look where I am now. Seminar reach no, but my reach up until again. When me just starting, them tell me song no make no sense, me sound and all you know. Me never let my mind get me down. Me always keep my focus and keep on do my thing now. Time pass by and me improve. My biggest motivation was a big boo. Me know you want me dead, but me forgive you. Yeah, me want to live too. Thanks to all the fans them who believe in me. Even ones who love me, yet them leaving me. Me know you are my boss, hey. But fans and you my car. Now I tears the dream of me above. Them seminar reach nowhere, but look where I am now. Seminar reach nowhere, but my hold me head up high. Them seminar reach nowhere, but look where I am now. Seminar no, but my reach up until again. Friends change like the weather. Big up rhythm vibes, my brother. Them say we useless when we little and poor. Now we got with things. Them I call my brother, but them not really know how hungry feel. Sunday I come in our sun can meal. Them not really know how hungry feel. bed without a meal. Me aim to the moon because the limit is the skies. And even if I fall, me can't say down no me to try. Right now me feel blessed because me have my wings to fly. Fly, them say me not reach nowhere, but look where I am now. Say me not reach nowhere, but me hold me head up high. Them say me not reach nowhere, but look where I am now. Say me not reach no, but me reach up until I get. Lifeline Records, King of Passion, Santa, Felisa baby.
From the streets to the radio throughout Central Florida, it's your girl, Lady Boss LB, and Lady Mia, Lady Cicelita, bringing you exclusive interviews on various hip-hop artists from the past, present, and future. So keep tuning in to Hip Hop National Radio for LB and Lady Mia for the real source on hip-hop news, fashion, and upcoming events. Central Florida, we're looking for rappers in the game, or if you're an upcoming artist and want to be heard, hit up the ladies with the latest to set up your interview. Let the nation know what's going on with you and your music. So contact LB and Lady Mia at Hip Hop National, 877-580-8555. That number again is 877-580-8555. HipHopNationalRadio.com. LB, what's that website again? HipHopNationalRadio.com.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about how important is it to create a local buzz when marketing yourself, when marketing your music. We've kind of covered what it is, you know, how important a budget is concerned. We haven't really gone around the whole deck on this, so I'm going to open up the floor to Light Eyes. Light Eyes, if you could, tell us, how important do you think a budget plays the role in marketing your music?
Budget plays a big role, man. A budget, you know, basically if you don't have a budget, then you're really not telling us how much do you think you're worth? That's what it is. How much do you think you're worth? How much money are you going to invest in yourself to get yourself out there? You have to have a budget, and you can't be scared to spend money for you to make money. This is an investment. You want people to hear you, and you want people to invest in you. You have to prove them that you can invest in yourself. So I feel like having a budget is the most important thing. You have to invest in yourself, guys. You have to.
Okay. You heard that definitely from Light Eyes. Light Eyes, give us a little bit of your experience, because it sounds like a man of experience. So I'd like to find out where you're coming from with that.
I have a lot of experience in it, man. I've been rapping all my life, but I finally took it serious, you know, about 2.5 years ago. They told me, you know, something you need to take serious, stop playing around. In the last 2 years, guys, I think I put maybe 30 grand behind my music. And I don't even feel like that's a lot. You know, there's people out here putting $100,000, $200,000 behind their music. But I put 30 grand behind my music. And that's just everything from producers to studio time to video shoots, to photo shoots, to make yourself look like you're worthy of being out there. It's all about perception, man. You gotta create that look. You have to create that brand. You have to make it. It's all about what the people see. So you have to make it look like you're the real deal. And if money's what makes the world go around. People got to get paid for their time. So if you want quality guys, you got to pay for quality. But don't be scared to pay for it. It's there, and it's going to help you out.
While you still got the floor, Light Eyes, what do you think of the song that just went over? Is Sammy Dawn not going nowhere?
I like the song. I actually like the song. I like a lot of island music. So I actually enjoyed the song that just got played. I really didn't get to hear it too much. I had to step away. But from what I heard, I think it was a good track.
All right. Thanks a lot, Light Eyes. Appreciate that. We're going to also bring Gio, guys. Gio, welcome to the show.
Thank you
welcome to the show. Gio, the same question goes to you. How important do you think budget plays a role in marketing yourself locally, nationally?
I think budget plays a huge, huge part because, one, budget is like a roadmap. You know where you want to go, but you have to have, yes, the ending point is there, but the starting point is how much are you willing to invest in yourself? How much are you willing to spend to get to the next level? No, it is not cheap. Yes, there are alternative ways to where you can use the money that you do have to start somewhere and go ahead and make those necessary steps to get to that goal, that final goal, which is wanting to be signed, wanting to have an album done. But you have to start somewhere. I don't care if it's a dollar. I actually know an artist by the name of Red Fur, and he started his label, and I said label, he started his own label with only $75. So it doesn't take a lot of money, but it does take dedication, it does take perseverance, and it does take wanting to go the extra mile and do things that other people are not willing to do. By setting a budget, you're covering all those bases. By setting a budget, you're letting people know that you're serious. If you look at the market, if you look at like Macy's or you look at Birdines or Dillard's, they always have numbers somewhere, anywhere. They have to have a budget because that tells them, okay, what is the progression that we're going at? What is the level we're going at? And how we're going to get to the next level? So it's very important to have that. If you don't have a budget and you're just going, I'm telling you right now, you're basically just going to be wandering. You might hit a couple of people here and there, but eventually when that happens, how are you going to be more prepared and ready for what they give you more? When they give it to you, then what are you going to do? You can't just squander these people time and money. No, you can't do that. So you have to have a budget. It's really important.
Okay. A caller, I just want you guys to know I see you coming in. I can't interrupt a person in the middle of their calling. I see you calling in and you're hanging up. I need you to stay online. Just be patient because I'm coming to you. I see you raising your hand, putting it down, raising your hand, putting it down. But when you call in, just have a little patience because I'm coming to you. I do see when you pop up and press the number one. Those who want to call in to the station, call in at 213-559-2995. Again, that number is 213-559-2995. Caller 747-777. You now have the floor. Please tell us where you're calling in from and what you have to say to the topic.
Am I on?
Yes, you.
Hello?
Yes, you are. You're very much
Hi,
on.
How you doing? I'm calling from New York. This is Steve Sola,
Steve
aka the Mix Gang. Yeah, how are you?
Pretty good, Steve. Steve, I need you to tell us who you are and what it is that you do, sir. And
okay. Well, I'm basically I'm a recording, mixing, and producer, engineer, and also I'm a CEO of my small record label, Plain Truth Entertainment. And I've been doing this full time for 20 years. You know, my first big plaque was Jodeci in 94. And, you know, on and on. I've worked with a lot of people.
And who else can you? I need you to kind of do some name dropping for a second. There's a reason.
Okay.
There's a reason why it's Steve Solo.
Uh-huh.
It's because these artists got to understand that connections is very important. And the people
right.
that you surround yourself with and the way your momentum grow is the circle of influence that you are part of. And never burning bridges and how important it is to get to the next level. Am I correct?
100%. 100% agree, for sure. I've been working with Mobb Deep for 16 years now. And, you know, the first song we did was with Mariah Carey on the Roof remix. So, you know, you said name dropping. Before that, I worked with Nas, you know, before and after. I mean, I've seen 50 Cent when he was the king of the, you know, the streets in a way of mixtape, you know, become a national, international superstar. So I work with, you know, with 50, with Diddy, with Lil Wayne, Jadakiss, LL Cool J. I mean, all of the biggest rappers. You know, I've done Biggie duets, a bunch of mixes for that. I did a few remixes on the Re-Up album for Eminem. You know, a lot of artists. I can go on and on.
I appreciate that. Guys, I didn't do that for him to just show some bragging rights. Actually, I did that to show you mm-hmm. that this man has substance. So he has something to tell you guys that can open up your eyes to what you're trying to do in the marketplace. And now I'm going to ask you the big question of the night. How important is it to create a local buzz around your own area? How important do you see it, Steve?
It's extremely important because it's like a spring water, you know, coming out of the ground. I mean, you have to start from your own local area, from your friends, from your block, from your city, from your college, from your high school. It's got to start from around you. If you want to become a superstar, you have to start, you know, believing yourself first, obviously, from within, but then everybody around you, you're constantly, you know, promoting yourself, always trying to get a buzz. It's almost 24/7. You know, if you're not sleeping, you should be promoting yourself. And it's definitely a start within your local area first.
And before you actually came to the show, and it's very important that we go back over this point, we will talk about budget. How much of a role does budget play in getting you to the next level?
It's huge. I mean, you definitely need a budget, and I know that times are hard, but you know what, if you get a second job, you get your primary job, you know, to pay for your expenses, and then you get a part-time job to put aside for your music, whether it's, you know, I heard the other, you know, people are talking on the show, and I agree with them, whether it's, you know, studio time, whether it's promotion, whether it's, you know, getting on the radio, whether it's printing CDs and getting, you know, doing live shows, it just costs money to do all of it. I mean, even if you're trying to, you know, get signed with a big label, you still have to promote yourself and sound good enough that they would, you know, you have to have some buzz, and that costs money and time. If you're working, you can get some of your friends, or you can hire a team to do some, you know, part-time work for you. So budget is extremely important. I mean, whether it's you're paying out of pocket or you're a small independent record label or you're a super label, everybody has to have a budget. And someone said a roadmap, and that's a good way of putting it. And it's like an itinerary. Like you got to know where you want to go, and it's like a blueprint. A budget is like a blueprint of what you're going to do, a breakdown. Yeah.
Thank you for that, Steve. I hope you stay with us. Definitely. I really, really appreciate it coming from an industry insider, because that's it let people know that even though you're in this business and you've been doing it for 20 years, for some reason you're still grinding. Now, if you ask me, it wasn't all about the money. That means passion was driven by passion.
Yeah, yeah. You just gave me the goosebumps. It's definitely the passion, and it's not. Money is definitely secondary, and I'm still grinding. Yes, every day. I'm still grinding every day, trying to get to the next level. And you have to be relentless of your grind, no matter what.
Relentless of the grind. I'm going to bring in another gentleman who's frequently on our show, and I really respect his opinion. So I'm going to let you guys know this is Born Wise. Born Wise, welcome to Hip Hop National. Go ahead and tell us what's your thoughts on the topic tonight, sir.
Hi, everyone. My thoughts on tonight's topic is, yeah, you have to start at your home base first, where you can get around the other bases to make that home run. So if you want to cause, you know, you want to cause that buzz, and then, like, it's like local artists maybe in the same area that might be doing the same thing you're doing, or trying to achieve the same type of goal that you're setting for yourself. And also, like you said, like the previous caller said,
that's Steve Sola.
Yeah, like, you know, Like I respect what he's saying and his grind is, because like me, I've been doing this for a while and stuff, you know, putting out a lot of money as far as, like, you know, equipment, trying to keep up with the latest technology and stuff, and spending money with my group as far as, like, videos and shoots and stuff like that, showcases, shows, and basically, like, yeah, you want to create that buzz, so, you know, So you know, maybe one day, like every hand, one hand watches the other hand, you know, connecting. But you have to get out there and speak, you know, and network with people, because, like, somebody might know somebody that might know somebody to connect, and then, you know, you find yourself on a level that, oh, wow, all this grinding finally paid off. So that's my thoughts so far on this topic tonight.
All right, guys. I'm going to open up everybody's line for a second, because I want everybody to be able to participate in this area, this arena, what we're talking about, what we're saying. If there was a technique of marketing, and I'm going to open up the floor to John Lowe first, because I hadn't been to him for a minute. If there was a technique of marketing out there that came from old school, what would that technique of marketing that you would do to use it today?
Well, the only technique that I could have is networking. Is out there talking to people, trying to go out there and get face to face with people, and try to get one on one base with people to get yourself recognized and stuff like that. But right now, like I said, I'm trying. You mentioned something earlier where I was trying to use the. It's a lot of violence out here, Red Long Island. So I try to use my music. Well, I'm the manager of a group. So what I'm trying to do is get an insight on what I need to do out here. I'm fortunate to have a show like this to call in and get some more insight. So I'm trying to take my music and tell my guys to do some music that dealing with Stop the Violence, to connect with the police department and stuff like that, so they can promote our music by when they have a local event or something like that. So I guess I had to go back to networking and I'm talking to people. That's the old
way. I like what you just said. Network, let me tell you something, man. People is your source to the word of mouth energy is like the best form of marketing. And with today's social media, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, we got Tumblr, we have all sorts of other platforms that's moving, and that's a part of this movement that we can actually put word of mouth out there. And what you just said was up. I thought it was pretty upstanding. You need to hit some of these police on blogs and stuff like that, and let them know that you got a good message that you want to transcend to the community. I thought that was that's an interesting aspect, because most people ain't coming that way. That's a decent angle. What are your thoughts, Light Eyes?
My thoughts are old school tactics, man. You gotta take it back way back in the day, man, before there was internet, before there was anything that was kind of crazy like that. It was all word of mouth and footwork, man. You on the street grinding, passing out flyers, giving out free shows, free mixtapes. There was no money back in the day. You did it for the passion, you know, setting up shows at different venues and giving kids incentives to come out and perform. Like, it's all about that footwork back in the day. And I still do that to this day. I still get out in the mall and pass out 1,000 mixtapes to random people because I don't know who's who, so I'm just going to pass out the mixtapes.
Okay,
you know,
I love it.
I never ever charge for a mixtape.
Oh, wow. Well, we got to have your money, but that sounds good. That sounds good. Steve Solo, what's your thought, sir?
Sola, S-O-L-A.
Sola,
Well, the oldest, I think, networking tool is you took the words out of my mouth, would be word of mouth, even before printing or anything else. It was word of mouth even before any of that. So that still is probably number one because that's so strong. When someone says, oh, listen to this, it's a lot more, you know, heavy to do it, to listen to it than you see an ad or something like that. So if a friend of yours says, oh, listen to this, it's hot. So word of mouth, whether it's on Facebook, like you mentioned Facebook, that's almost like the new way of word of mouth. You're talking directly to the people. So you have to go on blogs. You have to be, these days, everywhere, internet, and the streets, too. Let's not forget, you know, on the streets, because I did the same thing. I didn't want to do mixtapes because I said, you know what, I don't want to do that. And then an intern of mine said, you have to. You have to give back to the people some free stuff. So I said, you know what, okay. But I don't want to do 1,000. I want to do 10,000. So we actually printed 10,000 CDs and gave them all out for free. And, you know, but you don't stop there. You have to give them out digitally, on the street, Facebook, Tumblr, everything. I mean, LinkedIn, you have to be everywhere, you know. So word of mouth is, these days, is almost everywhere. But, you know, at the same time, too, I just dropped an EP. And it's the Mix King EP, but it's called Not For Free. So it's a play on words, but it's actually a message, too, that we can't just give music for free all the time, you know, because, you know, not all the time. Like, we have to, you know, sell some music and we have to charge for certain things because, you know, sometimes when things are free, they're not the best you can actually get. You know, you go to a store, they give you a little sample, it's free, but if you want a meal, you know, you have to pay. You have to use that budget and pay. You can, you know, record at your friend's house and, you know, you record, but you're not going to get a great, great product most of the time. You need professionals around you and, you know, surround yourself with professional people, and you have to pay for that. So, you know, my EP, Not For Free, is not for free. You don't have to pay for it a little bit.
Okay,
that's my
pick. I love it. I actually love the concept of not for free, because you know, it's a message, a serious message. This is not for free. I'm working hard out here.
We got to save the company, you know, the music business, the music company. So much. We get for free too, but you know, there's certain times that's not for free. You know,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, I'm going to ask you guys, what do you guys think is the missing link for the unsigned community today? What do you, and I'm starting with you, Steve, because you've had a wealth of success with this thing. What do you think is the missing link for the average artist out there? Do you think airplay plays a role when it comes to that?
I think it does, definitely. You know, just like we are talking now, people are listening. The word of mouth, the radio is a word of mouth because you're playing and you know, a lot of people could be listening. Instead of just playing your music to one person, you could be playing it for 100,000, you know, 100,000 people. It's just, you know, multiplication rather than just, you know, one-on-one. But it's still personal too. I think it's important, and I think, you know, artists should stick together too. I mean, we should do, you know, more mixtapes together, not just everybody alone. Oh, my mixtape, my. if we stick together a little bit and have some compilations and artists stick together and do some shows together, because you could bring in 20 people, but 10 artists can bring 200-300 people. So I think unity is strength too. I think, you know, one of the missing links might be that, you know, we should stick together a little bit more.
Without a doubt, I really believe that we should come together. I think, and I'm gonna put it full circle. I think we can come together, get on flyers together, promote a music in one spot all together, and get the music played, and everybody's pushing all at one time to try to help each other in a local community. I think, me personally, if I was to use the flyer system, which we have right here in place, I would create a street team in my community with me to help me get that music out there, as well as trying to help them get theirs. Everybody get collectively on as a team. Very, 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 very important. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, do shows like as a whole team, you know, maybe, you know, 10, 20 artists together, do the whole radio show together, do the whole street team together, do a concert together, you know, promote together, and you know, and then people are going to pick who they like, too, at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
All right, now, while I got you on deck, last question, not last question, but I'm just before we go to the break. All right, you mentioned you've mentioned some heavy hitters for us earlier. That means you have relationships. These heavy hitters I haven't heard on too much on the scene in recent times. Now, my question is, you think that they would be open to getting on some tracks with some of the unsigned community to help, you know, build that buzz up for them as well as the artists?
That's on one-to-one basis, but I mean, I know from experience, you know, Prodigy of Mobb Deep has been doing, you know, songs with everybody from, you know, from Diddy to 50 to the unsigned artists too. So there's a lot of artists that are willing to do that, and there's some that are not, because, you know, if you're not as popular as them, they wouldn't want to do it. You know, what I've done to try and help the unsigned artists, I've had like shows where, you know, this contest, and the winner of the show, the contest, will get, you know, a song, will be featured, you know, with Prodigy, like, or another artist. So last one we did at Webster Hall in New York City, I gave, you know, the winner and the runner-up a chance to do a song with Prodigy or Mobb Deep. So all three of them are going to do a song together, and the two of them are not signed, so it's going to be a big thing. So I think we should do more things like that to entice, you know, known artists to help out, and to, you know, to give them something in return too, you know, for them, and, you know, promotion or what have you.
Now, to respond also on what I just, the question I just said, Big Moochie just said in the chat room, he said, no, they will not do it, especially if they don't know them.
Right.
So the thing it is, I you know, I'm about trying to build, and, you know, I might be totally out of my wits for doing this, but reality, it's about building relationships to a community. It's very hard to take this unsigned community and try to put them on a celebrity level. But don't get me wrong, when we were talking about budgets bring things a lot closer to this world.
Right.
If you're willing to put down the right amount of cash, and I'm not trying to meet the cash rules everything around you, you know, dollar bill, y'all. Reality, if you have the right budget, you have to bring that budget to a connected point somewhere in time to help raise the bar with what you're trying to do. You go off somebody else's reputation, and you build on that reputation to build your reputation. Don't get me wrong, these music artists that successful, like Jodeci, like you mentioned, Boyz II Men, all those guys got a reputation that they must stand by. And money alone won't move them. Am I correct, Steve?
Yeah, yes. And yeah.
Money alone would not move right. them. It's a quality product that at the end of the day that they're going to associate themselves with. Let me open up the floor to one who just raised her hand. That's the lovely, lovely Myra Moe, our chief and editor of Hip Hop National Magazine. Myra Moe, welcome to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I got
Myra Moe up in the
house.
Wait, you just good evening, everyone. Glad to have you here on Hip Hop National Radio. I had a comment. Al, you were saying something a minute ago about people bringing their monies together and bringing it in the correct platform that would get them noticed, you know, with the people that have already done the job. So many unsigned artists are not interested in bringing their money to the forum because they're going to lose control. That was just, that right there just knocked me out because I've seen it happen so many times. They can have the money and want to another level, but because they're going to lose control of their own essence, of the things that they think they want to do that's going to, they feel like it's going to make it for them, they don't want to put that money forward. They actually want somebody who's already in the game to just pull them in because I guess because they like them, you know, and people who are already making it, normally pull in the people that they know.
Yeah, I can agree with you, but it's got to be some, I mean, there's something that bridged the gap from somebody who you don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's 6 degrees of separation from all of us. I really believe that that is a true statement. But you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. Now, when you get in that circle of that person, do they want to do business with you based on your past reputation? That's a big question.
They could actually have a decent reputation, but then again, you know, I had an artist that I spent big money on as far as, and within 8 months, you know, he was on the stage opening up for Sunshine Anderson and Yvonne. But this guy, you know, he felt like he was losing control of his own property as far as his music. Even though I had signed it up in his name and my name together, it's a point to where the young unsigned artists feel like they're going to lose control of what they want to do. They're actually not in a position to do what they want to do. It's just like getting a job. On a job, you do what you have to until you get to the position to do what you want to do. But that's just not the way it is in the unsigned industry. And I know you've seen that to be true.
All right. Guys, you're listening
you
to hip hop. Steve, she just opened up the floor to you. She said, what's your thoughts?
Well, you said 6 degrees of separation. That's what I was going to say before, too, is that, you know, maybe an unknown artist would not be able to get to a Prodigy or Mobb Deep, but because this artist is listening to us on the radio and is listening to you right now, and, you know, I called in and there's a bridge right there, and, you know, maybe, you know, Prodigy might charge them $10,000 to do a verse, but because, you know, the artist knows you and you know me and I know Prodigy, then it's going to be way cheaper. An artist that's known, that knows me and knows, you know, the kind of level of professionalism that I have, you know, I'm not going to bring a whack artist. So now they have that kind of trust, even though the artist is not known. Of course, the artist has to, you know, invest a little something, and, you know, we were talking about budget before, but it's not going to cost 10. It might cost a quarter of that. Now, instead of 10, it might cost, you know, 2,500 or whatever it is. You know, when I offered the contest and the artist won, it's good artists, and I got some good judges to judge them. So we picked the best of, you know, of the crop of the artists that perform. So, you know, it's someone said before, is who you know. Well, you know, you make it that. You know, you have to be everywhere to meet these people, whether it's on the radio, on the street. And this forum is great because then people can get in touch with different artists that they might not be able to get in touch with. I mean, I was at the airport and I hear, hey, Steve Sola. I turn around and it's Nas and Steve Stout. And they saw me first and they were like, you know, hey, what's up? So I do know a lot of people. You know, I don't claim to know everybody, but I've been in the business for so many years that, you know, you have to be in there, you know, go to the parties and go to the, you know, record release parties, whatever you have to do, you have to do, like I said before, you know, relentless grinding.
And I got to say, you know, guys, y'all listen to Hip Hop National enough, but you have, I'll say you have to know somebody who knows somebody, and I'll toot the horn to one of the guys that always connect us to some major people, and that's Dante. Dante opens up a lot of doors, and a lot of people undermine what my man is doing because of his kindness, and they take his kindness for his weakness. But man, I can tell you like this, a well connected brother, right, Steve?
Yeah, Dante. Shout out to Dante, man.
Yeah, I just wanted to.
Yeah, man. That's he has passion, and that's, you know, that's why we're all here too. I mean, we love the music, we love hip hop, and mm-hmm. you know, that's, you know, it makes a huge difference than just people trying to make money. Oh, I'm not a rapper. I just want to make money. We, you know, whatever. We want the love first, you know. Mm-hmm. So shout out to you and Dante.
All right, thank you.
And everybody that's listening.
All right, I'm gonna open up the floor to Light Eyes, and I'm gonna ask this question real quick, and I'm gonna go around the floor. Light Eyes, you told me earlier you hadn't had any magazine, you had some magazine interest in you and stuff like that. How important do you think that visual is in creating a local buzz? Pairing it up with your music, the visual.
I think vision is pretty important. You know what I'm saying? You gotta give the people something to look at. But because before they know your music, they're gonna remember your face. Everybody remembers a face. You know, whatever you walk up the street, you always think that looks familiar. So you gotta create the visual so that people have something to go off of. So when they see that. They listened to your track yesterday, and they seen your face, and then they see you in a magazine. They're going to be like, oh, wow, that's that same dude I was listening to yesterday. So visual plays a real big part in, you know, what you're trying to set up for yourself. Like, that's why I need to get more in the magazine, because it's what you look like. It's what you look like, you know, set your personality. Put out the personality. You got to create the brand. Like, what you stand for, and that's why I feel like that's what creates fans, people who like you for you and what you stand for, and that's why people listen to your music.
All right, man, that was a mouthful. John Lowe, you now have the floor. Let's talk about the visual. How important do you think it is, and let's hear from your aspect.
Well, the visual is very important. You know, we are not immune to self-examination for ourselves and self-doubt, where that if you get a positive and a good attitude and atmosphere of you and your personality out there, and people are going to love your music, what you give off to the people. You want to relate to people now and stuff like that, dealing with a visual where they can connect to what you come from. I think the music today is it's not as much connected to the people like it used to be. I think that's why a lot of unsigned artists now, it's getting so hard to get into the industry. It's somewhat commercial now. It's all about the money now. And that's why it's so hard for these to get a good visual out there, because the enthusiastic had left a lot of these artists out here trying to strive to reach that certain vision they're trying to set out there, because the mainstream have already done took all that. So you got to come out real hard or with something totally different to reach the people, to connect to the people, because they got everything now in the industry. So, but it's very important to have that visual of trying to be very unique. Now, you have to be very unique to get heard in this industry.
Okay. Born Wise, what do you think about the visual and connecting that to your music full circle? And how it plays close, it plays a close close marketing tool to making people know who you are and relating to what it is that you're doing. Why is the visual so important, and does it play? Do you think that is the image that we have to project?
Okay, all right. We have music, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Music is like, okay, we sitting down, we either writing off of life experiences or creating pictures. So the best thing for to like go with the music, like you were saying, and the previous guest was saying, is on the visual part, you have to have that come with that, because like I can listen to artists all day, and it happened to me too, just like for experience, and then like, you know, okay, like, okay, I'm trying to match the voice with the face and stuff. And, you know, so you got a lot of fans out here. If they don't see a visual, they won't understand, like, that kind of music. If he's, like, if he or she really either living or been through that, where they're portraying on their music, or can they relate to it. Basically, that visual is that relation to their music. And on that note, is far as, yeah, that's how the mind proceeds anyway, too, to see an image or, if, you know, you got, like nowadays, like, as far as hip-hop, you got a lot of image, and like the other guests have said, like, a lot of artists now, it's hard, like, artists, like, speaking for myself, it's hard to get in the game because, yeah, these ones with the visual, like, you know, they basically talk about women, money, cars, and, you know, in that nature, they showing that visual in the videos and stuff. So it's the visual does play a big part in it at the end of the day because, like you said, so it can relate to what you're trying to portray or say in your lyrics as far as creation. And sometimes, you know, when you create something that could be reality, it's a good concept to have that bright visual to go behind it. Because it all links in together. And then, like you said, somebody in the big corporations or in politics might like, hey, look, I like the way this artist is doing. Maybe I can use some of his music to back me for a campaign. If you're,
all right,
if
I'm,
you
about all to, have, I'm about to twist it up a few seconds. And I'm, I got right. Everybody line open, but I want to say this. How about if you're uglier than ever? You heard that line before?
What do you mean? Like, if they see the, if they...
I mean, the visual is uglier than ever. Remember Biggie? He said uglier than ever, but clever.
Yeah.
In other words, you got to bring your A-game, regardless on what you look like. You can't let your look, I'm talking about your physical look that you can't change.
Yeah.
Change your momentum in what you're trying to drive to the marketplace. Now, if you got a visual look that is just harsh, then you need to dress it up and decorate it. Don't get me wrong. You had, I just had him on the tip of my tongue. But the dude with the scar, y'all remember the guy with the scar? Bald head Myra? Start with an S. Dang, I just had that dude on the tip of my tongue.
I know you're talking about. Man, it's a little white hair. I just got divorced. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, these guys, I'm not trying to be funny, but they probably weren't the best looking people on earth, but when it came to them creating that buzz about themselves, and creating that visual, that image, they built a legacy behind what they was doing because of the fact that they had the persistence, they was consistent about it, and they had good music. Good music. I think good music plays a key role. Maya, what you think about image? I'm talking about the visual, and you're a magazine person. Why is it so important that, I mean, we can't hear the visual, but why is it so important that the visual look good?
Well, actually, and the guy you were talking about was Seal. So you were on
Seal.
Point with that.
Seal. Yeah. Let's go. Seal. Yeah.
It's very important. People need to be able to connect to who you are. Everybody now, well, so many people now, want to look like who is already out there. They want to look like Nelly. You know, they want to look like
Lil Wayne. You see how many Lil Wayne lookalikes out there?
they want to look like somebody else. But, you know, you have to come up with your own uniqueness that's going to attract the attention of those. They haven't seen you before. You know, they've seen Lil Wayne and all the images of him. But don't worry. If you come out with a unique look, they haven't seen you. They're trying to figure out what's going on with you. Even if your music is not as on point as you would like, that can be done with a good producer. That can be done with a good studio. That can be done with a good manager, stuff like that. So, yeah, image is really quite important because people want to get to know who that person is. You know, have you ever seen somebody down the street and you say, who is that? That's what you want to know. You want to know who that is before you even heard what they're saying.
Well, I'll tell you like this. We just lost this guy. His phone probably died out. But Steve Solar is one of the biggest producers in this side. I'm talking about literally. This man have got, he got a resume so deep. Y'all just heard what he said. Y'all connect with us. Y'all connect with us because if y'all connect with us, we can help get a man like this on your project to engineer something what you can do, but come with your A-game. Go shake some babies up. Shake some babies up. Turn your grandmama upside down and get that money out of their pocket so they make it happen. I'm just kidding, guys, but I'm just saying, you know, that's the kind of people that, you know, we're connecting with around the world and connections is very important. Relationships is very important. You're trying to create a buzz, and I'm going to take a full circle back to tonight's topic. And Myra, I got to ask you because you just come into the show, how important to you is it to create the buzz locally in your own area?
Well, if the people around you, that's called family. That's called family and friends. You need to get the people in your own area to back you before you try to head out into the world. If you get the buzz of the people behind you in your community, you have already licked half the world, actually, because you have a following. It's very important. You're right there with them. There's no reason for you not to be able to gain their respect, gain their support. That's quite important.
Mm-hmm. And Myra, now you and I, we've connected from around the world, actually, and our relationship has grown healthy. I think it's very, very, and I want to say that over the air because I really love you as a human being. And how we've come to connect. What we've put together is pretty much that machine that is that missing link that the artist is needing. We've come together to put a marketing tool together to help give them that visual. That's why I'm speaking on this, guys, to give you that audio sound that's over the air. And to bring the physical connection together where we can help you build that local buzz in your area. So if you guys want to know more about what we're doing, call us at 877-580-8555. We will gladly give you the assistance that you need, try to give you some of the exposure that you need at a reasonable cost. We don't work for free, but we do work with you on the cost to help cover the cost. We're trying to make it economically as we build ground in this marketplace and build relationships with the people that we come about and making connections so it can make your dream possible. 267-265, I see that you raise your hand. Please state your name, where you're calling in from.
This is Dante Diesel from Philadelphia. Hey, I just want to say how y'all doing tonight. God bless y'all.
Dante Diesel, good to have you on, my man.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
I was just listening to some of the comments about how it is very important to actually have your buzz in your neighborhood, in your own realm, should I say. But the one thing I found out over the years, certain cities have certain things. I mean, I travel with a lot of DJs and different things like that, and certain cities want certain things as far as musically is concerned. Like, what's popping in Philly might not be popping in Texas, or what's popping in ATL might not be popping in on the Midwest. You know, everybody have their certain picks and choose of music as far as genre is concerned. So I'm learning, even at your home base, you can get a nice crowd to follow you or whatever the case may be. But after a while, they want to see if you can take it to the next level, which would be outside of your marketplace. The hardest thing I come to find out with that as an artist is that a lot of things are very clicky, very more so if you're not doing this type of behavior, if you're not down with this type of person, then certain doors or avenues can't be open for you. And it's kind of hard. It's not an easy task to wean your way through. Like me personally, per se, I don't smoke weed, and I'm not in cliques where everybody's smoking weed. I drink, but I'm not a heavy drinker. So at the end of the day, I'm not in cliques that's all people do all day is drink and smoke and whatever. And we know entertainment is basically a big part of that. But if you got good music is good music, and you just try to get it out to people that really just want to hear good music. And what I have had to do is switch my niche from trying to attack people, but really attack DJs, and not really attack them, but I'm just using that as a literal term, and win the DJs over with my sound and my networking skills, because they play the music. And 9 times out of 10, once people continue to hear your music repetitiously, they pick up on it, and then they want to follow you and see what's going on, because now they see that you got the ear of the DJ. So it's been hard for me to juggle the two, because I'm at a level now, because of all the things that I do between movies, music, and production, that people want to see that name behind me now. Like, if I had the name of Def Jam behind my brand, it would be easy for people to say, oh, no, he signed. Oh, no, you got to listen, compared to when you're doing it yourself as an indie artist, because people are like, oh, yeah, you know, my man does that, or my homie doing that, you know. But until you get that name behind you, it's not true in all areas, so don't think I'm trying to brand. I'm just speaking of my situation, and I'm telling you from what I've been experiencing, you know, when you got that name behind you from a major, it makes your stuff move a little faster. Now, I've tried several different niches to make sure that I can continue to get my fans and a fan base, as far as having my own personal website, as far as having an email list, blasting out the videos, making sure that I got posters everywhere, the whole nine, right in my own city. So people know that I exist. People know that I'm doing things. They come to my movie premieres. They come out 500 strong at a time at my movie premieres, and they come out to the shows and different things like that. But until I get that brand name behind me, it's kind of hard to escalate from where I am at this point in time. So, yes, it is true that you should have a following and a fan base, but it is also hard if you already established at least a certain amount of credibility to where now they want to see you at another level. That's the hardest part for me, per se.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I'm going to go to a quick break, guys, because like I say, this right here is the platform in which you guys want to take advantage of. You can sponsor our show, sponsor our program, get you into the magazine, get you that local buzz up, put you on some flyers, get you back on this radio, and let's promote that music worldwide and help connect you with a base in your local base, as well as give you a local I'm gonna say a worldwide buzz as we take a hold to this marketplace. That's what Hip Hop National is all about. And we bring artists on to let them showcase what they're trying to do. This segment, again, is brought to you guys by Live Lime Records. And y'all stay with us because there's more to come. And it's more people connecting to this program, as you know. And y'all stay with us because I'm telling you, we're going to change. We're going to change the way you visualize what we're trying to do here. Okay, stay with us.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, no. Them seminar reach nowhere. But look where I am now. Seminar reach nowhere. But my hold me head up high. Them seminar reach nowhere. But look where I am now. Seminar reach no. But my reach up until again. When me just starting, them tell me song no make no sense, me sound and all you know. Me never let my mind get me down. Me always keep my focus and keep on do my thing though. Time pass by and me improve. My biggest motivation was a big boo. Me know you are my dead but me forgive you. Yeah, me want to live too. Thanks to all the fans them who believe in me. Even ones who love me, yet them leaving me. Me know you are my boss, okay. But fans and you're my car. Now I tears the dream of me above. Them seminar reach nowhere. But look where I am now. Seminar reach nowhere. But my hold me head up high. Them seminar reach nowhere. But look where I am now. Seminar no, but I'ma reach up until again. Friends change like the weather. Big up rhythm voice, my brother. Them say we useless when we little and poor. Now we got good things. Them I call me brother. But them not really know how hungry feel. Sunday I come in our sun can meal. Them not really know how hungry feel. But mommy never let we go to bed without a meal. Me aim to the moon because the limit is the skies. And even if I fall, me can't sit down no me to try. Right now me feel blessed because me have my wings to fly. Fly. Them seminar reach nowhere. But look where I am now. Seminar reach nowhere. But my hold me head up high. Them seminar reach nowhere. But look where I am now. Seminar reach no. But my reach up until again. Live Lime Records. King of Passion. Santa Felisa baby.
Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. I'd like to talk with you about Doctors Without Borders. This is an international medical humanitarian organization working in nearly 70 countries to assist people whose survival is threatened by violence, neglect, or catastrophe. The battle in Somalia continues against the deadly combination of measles and acute malnutrition, which affects children in particular in the overcrowded refugee camps. Doctors Without Borders is there, making a difference. You too can make a difference. If you feel strongly about poverty, violence against women and children, make a one-time donation or give monthly. It's easy. Visit doctorswithoutborders.org and give them the tools and the resources to make a difference. This PSA is brought to you by ValderBeebeShow.com and Hip Hop National Magazine on the web at HipHopNational.com. Neither organization is affiliated with Doctors Without Borders or its founder, MSF. We do not accept donations. We simply make a difference.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we talk about how important is it to create a local buzz when marketing yourself, your music. 863-617. Please state your name, where you're calling in from. I see that you raised your hand. What did you say?
It's me, Light Eyes, man. I just got disconnected.
Oh, Light Eyes, you're hanging up and calling back in. Not a problem,
my
man.
My phone cut out, man.
I actually saw you fall off, so I just wasn't familiar with the number. Light Eyes, how you enjoying the show so far, sir?
I'm enjoying it, man. I think I'm getting, you know what I'm saying, I think I'm getting some key information that can help me in my career. And I also feel like, you know, I'm giving my input as well that, you know, maybe can help that other local artist do something that might help him out. So I feel like it's going good.
Mm-hmm. Now, in light of the internet today, do you feel that it's got some domination power that allow you to reach, take on a reach that you normally couldn't reach when exposing your music to the public?
Yeah, I actually think radio today is actually great for like the internet and internet radios right now are like, that's what's popping right now. And it's so easy now to connect with hundreds of thousands of people across the U.S. and in different countries just by the internet. So the internet is like, I think that's where it all starts, like from your buzz and then your internet, man. You got your internet buzz up, and every time somebody Googles that name and it pops up and there's 30 different websites to connect you to that name, that's what gets the buzz even more big. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, can I ask you something? How do you feel about a digital magazine today? Because what's your take on it? What's your thoughts on a digital magazine? And because, you know, the whole world, you know, print is a dying thing. It's a dying species in a sense when it comes to, you know, the paper. What do you think about the digital process today?
I haven't really seen too many digital magazines, so I'm kind of new to that. But I feel like that'll also be helpful. It's a digital magazine. It's on the internet. So if it's a magazine on the internet, people are still going to look at it. You know, people still want to see what's in the industry. You know, who's coming up, who's new, who's hot, who's not. So I feel like, yeah, digital magazine would be a great look. And getting on something like that would help your brand, like we talked about earlier.
Well, let me tell you like this, and I'm kind of familiar with it, but the digital magazine allows you, as a tie back to your website, you can actually put a link inside of a digital magazine. Click on that link and it ties right back to your website, which gives a back link back to you, which gives you presence. When they Google your name, it ties back to the story that's tied to you. I think that's an awesome tool. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's crazy. That's great. That's even better because now it's not only they seeing your face and reading whether it be bios or whatever you're stating about yourself, to be able to have you everything lined up where they can just click and go straight to your music, that's a benefit and a half package.
Absolutely.
That's full benefits right there. You know, there's no other way to get your music across it, you know what I'm saying? Like, they click it in your head, so that's a great idea.
Awesome. Just wanted to get your thoughts, my man. Dante, what's your thoughts, man? Let's bring
well,
you in.
Well, I don't know if you've been following me a little bit, Al. It's funny you talk about digital magazines. I just started, too. And digital magazines have been out for a while from what I've been reading and understanding about them and how to make them work. And they're very useful. And that's why I was talking about those niches that I started. They're very useful because at one point I was doing DVD magazines. And up here in the East Coast, yeah, DVD magazines were, you know, the hit thing. But now everything has transpired to online, and because no one wants to buy the DVD magazines anymore, they died out. So the having that digital presence is great, and I do understand as far as the link backs and different things like that, and having your own website, that definitely does show presence. And I just wanted to comment on the brother who talked about Googling things. And I've realized that when you Google my name, tons of stuff comes up. And I thought that would help, but that's still not the key. So
Wait. I disagree. You say you thought that would help, and it's still not you said not the key. That's a lie. I said that only reason why, you just got to be patient. You got to wait on God. Now, don't get me wrong. You can't put the cart before the horse.
Now, I'm not going to deter that. Now, when we start talking about guys, we know that he's in charge of all of this, and I'm not even going to go there with that. Okay,
absolutely.
So I understand that part. But what I'm saying is I'm just talking about marketing presence as far as what I have done to position myself. I mean, I've done major artists' videos. I've done local artists' videos. And when I started out this company, it was all about just really marketing and branding the name so that anything that came from the name of the company should work or would work. And so, like, all those backlinks and different things like that, I made sure that was all present within my work and stuff like that. So, like I said, when you Google my name, tons of stuff going to come up with that. However, it's still a matter of how making that brand an everyday conversation with people in your marketplace. And that has been the struggle more so than anything, where people are talking about or they need to talk about your brand because your brand is offering something that intrigues them to continue to talk about it. So no matter how much for me, and once again, I go back to, I have to speak for self, I can't speak for the world, but no matter how much I put out, unless it's interesting or provocative enough for them to say, hey, you know what, I need to go back and check this out. That has been the key struggle, finding that niche without compromising who I am as an individual and different things like that. If you want to make money, what I'm learning from a DJ told me one time, he said, if you want to make money, you got to stop trying to be totally true to yourself, but understand what the market is asking for. Because once you understand what the market is asking for, then you know what you can provide. And then you can find your niche within that. And that's, several DJs, I sat in several different meetings with big DJs, they said basically they had to change their mind state. Like, they love playing old school hip hop, but they realized that in today's audience, if they continue to play that, they won't make any money. So they have to find a way to play what's happening now in order to make sure that they can continue to bring revenue in, which pays their bills. So, and taking that in thought, that process that I'm learning for myself, you know, hey, you know, I love to do this type of hip-hop or whatever the case may be, but at the end of the day, I have to see where the market is now and realize that if I'm not catching them where they are now, I can't take them any further, or they're not going to be intrigued enough to even want to come back and even listen and digest what I'm bringing to the table. So, yes, digital marketing is very essential to the growth of the company, and it does take time, especially when you talk about God. It does take time because it's whatever he says, but this, the strategy of it is what I'm just trying to deal with and understand and get you to see what I'm saying to you. The strategy and all the things that I did, I put out several different niches. And, I mean, like I said, I've dealt with major artists as well as local artists and regional artists. At the end of the day, it was still something, or it is still something that is missing to where, because in my eyes, I should have bubbled already. And a lot of people sit next to me and say the same thing, like, Q, you got so much work, man, you should have been out there, like, da-da-da-da. And I'm sitting to myself like, yeah, I know, but seems like it's a lot of politics in this game. So I don't know.
I got to ask you something. Do you think being in the right place at the right time is the key to your success?
Yes. I believe that to be true because the story of Meek Mills being at the right place at the right time was the key to his success in Philadelphia. So, yes, his grind all tied into him meeting the right people
that could elevate his career to the next level. Yes. The grind on top of being in the right place
at the right time. Don't get me wrong, Dante. Dante, I want to say this right now. You just came on the show just a little earlier. Okay? I'm going to just let you know. Steve Sola was on the air. He had a little bit of time on here tonight. Now, I'm just going to give you a little bit of his resume because I'm looking at it right now. Jodeci was one of them. Boyz II Men's another one. The Beatnuts. The Method Man. Mobb Deep. Prodigy. Emphasis Mob. I mean, this guy got a resume so freaking long. These kind of people right here is the kind of circle that you could be in. If your music hot enough and tight enough, and it is all what you say it is, and you plan it at the right place at the right time, and these people say, wow, that is hot, they would personally want to reach out to you to connect.
Can I say one thing to you? Listen, I was on a radio station with another radio station, but I was on a radio station, and MC Light was on the radio station. It's a true story, true fact. You can look at it. She got on. I had one song. It's called Heavyweight. They was playing it during a commercial break when she was on the phone. She got on the radio and spoke highly of the song. Loved the song. Said it was true hip-hop. Where is this guy at? Why isn't he signed? Different things. I've been talking back and forth with her on Twitter, trying to get some pointers, different things like that, because, you know, she's not signing anybody, this, that, and the third. But she said certain circles. So, yes, I do believe that the music that I have is dope, it's hot, it's ready, it's mixed, mastered, all of that good stuff. However, being in the right circles, like you just said, being at the right place at the right time, being in the right circles, that's what hinders me the most, because I never know when the right circles to be in order to get that stuff out there. So, yes, I
do
understand.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. People don't see this. This is the right circle. This is one of them. I can say this right now. We've had some of the biggest people in this industry on this show. If your music was consistently being played here because you sponsored the program and you put it out there in front of the people and we can you scratch our back, we scratch your back. If your music was consistently being played on the program because you sponsored the show, you think tonight wouldn't be the night that I made sure it was there because we had a key guy there? That is very important. Very important. Y'all, I'm telling you guys right now, Hip Hop National needs your help, but you need our help as well. Y'all need to sponsor the program. You sponsor the program, we play the music here consistently. It is a marketing tool. This is an advertising arm for which you can take advantage of. We're being looked at by major people in the industry. Trust me. Major people in the industry. Being in the right place at the right time. We can't make you any promises, but we can create the opportunity, and that's what we're doing here. That's why the topics that we talk about, we want to give you that advice. We want to give you free information for a reason so you can step your game up. And know that you, in order to play in the game, you've got to know the game. You got to know the rules of the game and why you do certain things. Look like we got K Dollar in the house. K Dollar, step up, say who you are, what it is that you've done out there, sir.
What's going on, Poetic?
How
you
doing,
man?
Sir?
This is K Dollar from Atlanta, Georgia. I was the Jam of the Slammy champion of 2012. And I'm doing a lot right now, man. Just on a constant grind, getting my music out there, you know, making new music every day, and, you know, definitely working on creating that local buzz here in Atlanta, which is a big music market right now, you know, so.
Hey, Dollar, tell us a little bit about your experience. You said you were about to give up on this game at one time. Why did you?
Yeah, I was, man, because, you know, I was one of those artists that constantly went to open mics, constantly went to different events and networking events, and I was just, you know, kept asking myself, you know, I would get, you know, a little negative feedback from my music, like some people liked it, some people didn't, and you know, it got to a point where I asked myself the question, like, man, what does it really take? Like, I'm hearing garbage on the radio right now. These guys out here, I know they're not, you know, better than me, you know, in some people's eyes they may be, but, you know, I'm like, man, I'm hearing garbage on the radio. These guys are out. They got a buzz. And why can't I get there? You know what I mean? But, you know, that really was my breaking point. Like, wow, do I have to dumb myself down so far to make it? Like, can I not be myself and be so creative as I want to be to really make it? Why isn't anybody recognizing this? But, you know, but I didn't give up, you know. And Hip Hop National, y'all, man, y'all was one of those platforms that just kind of gave my hope back. And, you know, I just kind of told myself not to give up, because when I won the competition, I was like, wow, maybe I do have what it takes, and maybe I do have the type of music that people want to hear, and it's not really just bubblegum rap, you know what I mean? But, I mean, just to sum it all up, that was it. It's just like at a point where you're about to give up. You know, you could be so close to your dream, and I realized that, you know, so... And I mean that's about it, man. I mean, I'm here to stay. You know, I'm definitely not giving up, man. My eyes have been open, and you know, different people been looking at me, and it's like I've been doing it for so many years. Like I'm going over 10 years strong now, and it's like stuff is finally starting to come together, and I'm at a mind frame, you know, mentally to be able to handle things. And I'm like, well, maybe God didn't give me those things and didn't give me that success because I wasn't ready for it.
I understand that you've been working with some people lately. Who can you name drop for a second?
Well,
I love name dropping.
I've been working with a couple of people, man. I had a chance to get in the studio with Angie Stone. I was recording, got a few credits on her last independent album, Rich Girl, which is, man, it's phenomenal, man. I mean, she has really got some good stuff on there. And, you know, Yin Yang Twins, they're about to come out with some things. Been working real close with D-Rock. He's got his independent label going, and, you know, been working with some things, and I've also been interning at a major studio here in Atlanta. It's Tree Sound, which is, man, I mean, great people, man. I mean, that just the environment, man, you know, T.I. and a lot of big artists come through there. J. Cole, I done met him, man. I mean, he's a real humble cat. And, I mean, just to name a few, man, but just the environment I'm in with that studio, just interning, you know, it's just like it's real humbling. It's like, wow, I'm here with these people, and I'm rubbing elbows with these big major artists, and I'm really, I don't have a name yet, so I'm
well,
just taking it for what it is.
It's coming, K-Dollar. K-Dollar,
yes,
I really
yes,
believe I really believe those who persist and stay consistent at their dream. Something's gonna happen. God will make something spark off. Not necessarily, I can't say necessarily it's gonna make you famous, but it's gonna give you some traction where you can start selling some tracks and start making some money doing what you do.
Exactly.
Now, if it's what God got in store for you to make it famous, then that's what it is. But to me,
mm-hmm.
you have to look at the legwork that goes behind it, and you have to be the machine that drives it. Now, He will give you the opportunity,
mm-hmm.
but will you be prepared to meet that opportunity? And preparation is everything to make you know, the difference in your success. And
exactly.
investing in yourself, it plays a big role. I'm glad that you came on. I'm glad, you know, hey, I'll give you that money after the show for saying all those nice things. I'm just kidding, man. You know I didn't pay you to do that.
Yeah, you know it's from the heart, for real, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming through, man. That's real. John Lowe.
I'm still here.
What's your final thoughts for tonight, man? Give it to me. What you would tell somebody else out there to about raising their game. Give me your final thought of tonight's topic and what you've learned here.
I learned a whole lot. I learned that it's underground, the world digital, it's critical. The underground is critical for unsigned artists because y'all doing a big job. You are that link in which that they're seeking for. It's critical to keep yourself from all the untamed things that's going to pollute you from your dreams. I think it was a caller earlier said something about he wanted to stay focused. He doesn't want to, he's not a part. I doesn't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do none of that. I used to, okay. But I changed my life. So I'm trying to get my mind frame prepared for once that opportunity to get here. It's one thing to get there, but you want to stay there. So
absolutely. It's about remaining in the game.
Remaining in the game and stuff like that. So, like I say, but longer now, the underground unsigned artists, y'all guys are doing a great job, and you are the link to get our boys heard out there, to get across to those big record labels. And this is my first time really sitting out and listening at this program. I think it's a wonderful program. I learned a lot, insight about the industry, what to look for, and it's a blessing just to be here tonight and to take in all of this knowledge. That's what I'm trying to do. So, and I know the man K-Dog, I've been reading up on about some stuff about this program, what you had, that he had won this contest and stuff like that. And I think I seen his YouTube video and stuff like that.
How oh, y'all thank you, man. Him.
So y'all doing a great job, man. May God keep blessing you. I'm going to get to learn more about this program so I can be supported.
There's no way better than to support the program than to sponsor it. Okay. Much love to all that do. And you can also go to hiphopnational.com and donate. We would love for you to tap into your pocket and show the brothers and the sisters what we're doing in our hard work some love. And that's real, y'all. That's real. Anyway, I just thought I'd say that because sometimes that works.
Waiting on tax time.
That's all right. We waiting on it with you. Dante, okay. what's your final thought, sir?
It's always energetic to be on the show. You definitely throw a great show. Gets people intrigued enough to even have conversation about something that is so vital to the growth of their career as musicians, as entertainers, and really, today was a thoughtful process for me because I have some things that are already lined up in here, and just learning how to make it work for me is definitely the key. So this show gave me some insight on some things that I need to recognize and what I'm doing, and just having patience, just having patience to wait it out. So definitely a good show. I appreciate you always putting on a good show. And to all the callers, man, one love to you all, and I wish you much success in your future endeavors, and God bless you all.
All right. 863-617. Be honest with you, my man, I don't forgot your name because I didn't log it back in, so go ahead and tell us your name once more and tell us what your thoughts are, your final thoughts.
Oh, it's whatever, man. It's cool, man. It's your boy Light Eyes, man, out here in Orlando holding it down.
All right, Lila.
Final thought for the show, man. I just feel like everything was real positive. I feel like I need to take advantage of all the outlets that I have. And being as a fact, this is my first time actually calling in and listening to your radio. Somebody put me on to that today. So that's how crazy the word, like power of word is. Because I probably would have never picked the phone and called or even looked it up. But this guy was like, man, you need to call this place because these people are connected. And now, I, you know what I'm saying, I've called this place. You guys put me on the panel, and now I've been talking with you guys, and now I feel like I've learned a couple different outlets and things that I can do now to turn around and boost my image out here in Orlando. And the fact, the radio shout-outs and the magazines and stuff like that. So, I appreciate
who turned you. Who turned you on to the show, by the way?
This guy named Gio, man, he used to do a lot of stuff in Miami with a lot of artists, and he was like, yo, we need to get on this show.
Okay. Much love to Gio. Gio is a long-time family member of Hip Hop National, man, because he really puts it down and come in and put down a good word often coming on this show. Very connected dude. So got to appreciate that. Now, guys, I got to let y'all know, and I'm going to open up the floor to Myra Moe. You're the last one, Myra. I want you to say good night to everybody and tell them what we do and why we do it and how we represent it. All right, guys. I don't know if she's still there. Myra, you on mute? Okay. And K-Dollar, you have the floor, sir. Give us your final thoughts, sir. Give me your final thoughts.
Well, my final thought, man, I just love what y'all doing, man. And like I said, there's no other radio station or platform that's doing what y'all doing, man. So y'all definitely setting the tone and really opening up doors for independent artists that really don't have a chance nor the budget to really get to where they want to be. But I just want to say thank you personally, man. I appreciate y'all, and just create that local buzz, man. If you can make it at home, you can make it anywhere.
All right, thanks, my man. Thank you very much, y'all. I'm finna close the show. Y'all stay tuned because I want y'all to hear K-Dollar. Thanks for the love, that K-Dollar. Appreciate that.
Yeah. You never seen. Hey, it's K-Dollar. Hey, I come to make up for all the bull that you've been through. See, I'm not like you guys. I'm something new.
She said she never seen it like me. She asked if I'm the one, and I said I might be. It depends on what you looking for, I hope you like them street. If you don't like them street, then I hope you like a freak. Cause a freak is what I be. Baby, where we chillin' at? She asked me why I'm blowing money, cause I know I make it back.
Make it stack.
Hustle in my blood and I can't take it back. That's why I buy her things that she want and never take it back. She wonder how she ran into a super cat. Dirty like a Carfax, fresher than a laundromat. Ain't nothing changed, it's the same shoe, different toilet trip. I can set you 25 feet,
plus a Mary Jane.
I can freak you while I'm doing 100 on interstate. Low key, but they know me on out of it in the state. Obviously, I'm just being who I know how to be. She asked if I'm the one,
well I gotta be.
She said she never seen anything like me. She asked if I'm the one, and I said I might be. It depends on what you looking for, I hope you like them street. If you don't like them street, then I hope you like a freak. Cause a freak is what I be. Tell me if you feeling that. Tell me if you feeling that.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.